Per Yerushalmi correspond to Zochim Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in Per Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Beis at the second Mishnah on the page, Nois Nimpeya. Nois Nimpeya, Meitchilas Hasada Umeim Tsar. The Mishnah says one may give Peya from the beginning of the field, means at the beginning of the harvest, and from the middle of its harvesting. Rubishimon Omer of Vivaji Yitan Besof Kashir. Rubishimon says as long as he gives the required amount at the end, so that the total left for the poor is at least 1/60. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he left even one stalk at the end of Peah, he can rely on it to also consider what he gave earlier as Peah, but if he didn't leave anything at all at the end, what he gave earlier is not Peah. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi b'shem b'shem bin Lokish, Rabbi Kutzachem, Matam Loima, Liksor, El Afilo Yesh Loikama, Liksor. The Gemara says, the first explanation of Yosi's quoting of Shimon Lokish is saying that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Yotef Pasuk Tef, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not fully reap to the corner of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. What are the words, you shall not fully reap, then come to teach? Even when there is still more to reap, what he already gave is valid as payer. And the second explanation of Yonah B'Shem B'Shem Ben Lokish, of Kutzachem, Marta Medloima, Liksor, Ela Echad B'Tchila V'Echad B'Seif. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Shimon ben Lokish, said, it teaches that even if he left Peah at the beginning or middle of the harvest, it is valid Peah. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'kutzachem matav loyim elikson, ela echad legevoya v'echad lehedjet. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, gave a third explanation. It teaches that even if he harvests for the temple, such as for the Omer offering, the field is still obligated in Peah. Rabbi Yudin boy, klum ma'if hekdish mischalim ela betolosh, shem v'mechubah. Rabbi Yudin asked the question, since the Kedusha of Hekdash only rests on the crops after they've been harvested, if so at the time of the harvest they were not yet Hekdash, so obviously they will be obligated in Peah. Amar B'Chanina, Shulei Toma, Yaseh, Ketzir, Hedjet, Ketzir, Hekdash, you should say. Rabbi Chanina answered, otherwise you would think that since you are harvesting it to be used for the temple, it would be considered like Hekdash already and it will be exempt from Peah. Rishon Mahu, and according to Shimon, we ask, is the first stalk considered Peah? And the answer is from the words of Rabbi Shimon in a Tosefta, if he gave, whether at the beginning, the middle, or the end, it's Peah, but he must give the required amount at the end, it's clear that even the first stalk is Peah. The question is, what's the amount that Rabbi Shimon requires to be given at the end? Is it the amount for the entire field, or does he deduct that which has already been given? Eshuleima, Kidshim Mishim Peah, Vatema Kashir Kolsadeu, Ella Kashir Hamishtaye, I should say. The answer is, if what was first given was valid Peah, certainly he must now only give that which still remains and deduct that which was already given. Rabchiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vimachuba, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Betolosh. Now, Rabbi Yudah taught in the Mishnah that if he left even one stalk at the end of Peah, he can rely on it to also consider what he gave earlier as Peah. Now, to be able to add to that stalk at the end, must he have given standing stalks, or could they even be detached stalks? Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Yochanan, says only attached, and Rav Yossi, quoting Rav Yochanan, said even detached. The question is, when Rav Yossi said even detached, is it only when he did not give the full 1/60th earlier that he can now add even detached, or even if he already gave 1/60th? Lishmanim in Ador, Dam Rav Yossi, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, La'olam hu moisiv v'hoylech, Manan kaimen im b'miskaven liftor sadeyu kva niftura, elikian kaimen b'sheinim miskaven liftor es sadeyu. The answer is, from the wording of Rabbi Yasa that he said that from Rabbi Yochanan, that he may always continue to add, this implies even detached. If he is intending to exempt his field, it's already exempt. Rather, the case is when he does not intend to exempt his field, and he may add even detached stalks.